From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Sarah Reith. The Board of Supervisors held a hearing this week to submit a local coastal plan amendment to the California Coastal Commission to establish regulations for additional dwelling units in the coastal zone. The proposed ordinance is to allow ministerial permits to build up to 500 additional dwelling units, or ADUs, in an area that has been off-limits to such construction for decades. This is an effort to come into compliance with new state laws to make it easier to build affordable places to live. Ordinarily, building in the coastal zone requires a coastal development permit, which involves extensive and often costly levels of review. Linda Roofing of North Coast Community Planning, who was hired by the county to work with the Coastal Commission on developing the proposed ordinance, gave some background.
Starting in 2016 and in every legislative session since, the state legislature has been passing just a slew of bills trying to address the housing crisis in California. Included among those bills were several bills addressing accessory dwelling units as one way to help solve the housing crisis. This actually presented an opportunity for the county and its coastal zone, insofar as the local coastal program that was adopted by the county back in 1985 prohibits second dwelling units in the coastal zone. So the county amended its inland zoning code last year. We used that as kind of the starting point for the amendments to the coastal zoning code, but it's a lot more complicated in the coastal zone because of the overlay of the State Coastal Act.
State law prohibits junior ADUs, basically a small room with an efficiency kitchen contained entirely within a single-family dwelling, from being let as vacation rentals. The proposal under consideration on Tuesday extends the prohibition to ADUs, which can range from garage remodels to entirely separate structures. Supervisor Ted Williams had some questions for Planning and Building Services Director Brent Schultz.
What does it cost per square foot to build in Coastal today?
Anywhere from $350 on up to $500 a foot.
All right, so for one of these ADUs, you're talking about a $500,000 construction project, best case, probably more.
It's a really hot construction market.
How many ADUs have we seen built in the inland zoning year to date?
About 6 to 10.
Right, where it's more economical to build, right? So we're not going to hit the 500 cap within a decade at the rate we're going.
And actually, those ones that we talked about the last planning and building report, they were all garage conversions. We haven't had anybody build a new one with our drawings that are free that you've provided.
So what I've heard from the board so far is we don't want more units for vacation rental purposes. We want long-term housing. This is one viable approach, but when you do the numbers, we don't see people wanting to do a $600,000 ADU new construction. It doesn't pencil out.
Leslie Langslet, representing the Coastal Mendocino Association of Realtors, agrees. She thinks property owners who spend the money to build expensive structures should be allowed to use them as vacation rentals. Williams questioned her as well.
If we allow these ADUs to be used for vacation rentals, how do you see us offsetting to provide enough affordable housing for the long term?
As was mentioned, there has only been 8 in the county so far.
Yeah. But 8 is better than 0, right? If we have units built for vacation rental, won't help.
So if it costs $500,000 to build an ADU, it's going to be rented at an affordable housing rate? I don't think so, but it's vacation rentals are a lot of our funding comes from tourism.
Amy Wynn of Wynn Coastal Planning and Biology also addressed the issue of property rights.
Regulatory taking comes into play when a regulation becomes so onerous that it has the practical effect of directly appropriating property from an individual. It comes into play when it prevents the owner from putting the land to any economic use, and it prevents the owner from exercising one of their most fundamental characteristics of property rights, which is being able to develop it.
Nguyen wanted to know if she and her clients would be able to pass a regulatory takings analysis when expanding developments on their property in close proximity to sensitive habitat areas. County Council had not yet reviewed the matter. Public comment was overwhelmingly in support of amending the coastal plan to build in the coastal zone, with complaints aimed at remaining restrictions, particularly those that make it difficult to build close to ishas or environmentally sensitive habitat areas. The Westport Municipal Advisory Council sent a letter to the board supporting the proposal, but questioning whether some of its clauses might be more restrictive than the state's rules, and requesting that a reasonable portion of the 500 anticipated units be reserved for the Westport region. Asa Spade, the senior biologist with Nguyen Coastal Planning, estimated the coastal area that includes an isha.
Virtually everything. If you have even a quarter acre of native trees within 100 feet of your where you want to build, that's going to count as an environmentally sensitive habitat area.
Supervisor Carrie Brown remarked on the county's conundrum before the board voted unanimously, with Supervisor John McCowan absent, to send the proposal along to the Coastal Commission.
And actually, this is something the governor should hear, because he's the one that wants to see more housing.
Yes.
And will penalize counties in one way or another in the future if we don't provide the housing.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.